起来，翻开圣经，出埃及记17:8. Let's turn to the Bible. Book of Exodus, chapter 17.
出埃及记17:8.
Exodus chapter 17, verse 8.
第八节到十六节
，verses 8-16。
第八节，那时亚玛利人来在利未定和以色列人征战不久。
Verse 9，
摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们显出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”第十节
，10。
于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶。十一
，11。
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜；何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。十二
，12。
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面。亚伦与户尔扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。十三
，13。
耶稣亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓。十四
，14。
耶和华对摩西说：“我要将亚玛利的名号从天下全然涂抹了，你要将这话写在书上做纪念，又念给耶稣亚听。”十五
，15。
摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我惊奇的意思。十六
，16。
又说耶和华已经起的是第四世代代和亚玛利人征战。前面18-17的一开始，前面一段是讲到他们在利未定的地方，他们没有水喝。
The first part of chapter 17 talks about how the Israelites ran out of water at a place called Rephidim.
他们向摩西争闹，因为他们口渴的要死了。
They were thirsting to the point of death, and they murmured against Moses.
虽然他们向摩西争闹，其实就是在埋怨神。
Even though it may appear that they're murmuring against Moses, in fact, they are actually murmuring against God.
但是神总是还是容忍他们，宽容他们。
But yet God tolerated them and had mercy on them.
神让磐石出水来让他们有水喝。
God sent forth water from out of the rock.
当他们喝了水之后，他们又重新得到力量。
After they drank the water, they regained their strength.
在这极其口渴当中，有这磐石出的水喝起来让他们觉得很舒畅。
In times of their thirst, water came out of the rock to quench their thirst.
但是接下来马上的又有一个困难来到。
But immediately following that incident, another difficulty came before them.
亚玛利人主动的来要跟他们征战。
The Amalekites took the initiative to come and fought against the Israelites.
像耶稣跟我们所说的，说在这个世界上我们有苦难。
Much like what Jesus said to us, in this world you will have trouble.
所以当时的以色列人，他们在旷野里头有这些外在上的、环境上的困难，还有这些人为上的困难。
So during Israelites' journey, they faced both the environmental danger as well as the dangers from their enemies.
今天我们在信仰的道路上面，在我们的生活上面也是这样子。
Today we also face the same type of problems in our faith, journey of faith.
亚玛利人要来攻击这些以色列人。
The Amalekites came and fought against the Israelites.
所以摩西就叫他的助手耶稣亚挑选人出去征战。
So Moses asked his assistant Joshua to pick some men to go out and fight against the enemies.
摩西带着另外两个助手上了山顶去。
At the same time, Moses took two other assistants up to the hill to pray to God.
这是他们出埃及之后的第一场的。
This was their first battle after they came out of Egypt.
这一场的征战不但对我们个人、对我们家庭、对整个教会都有很好的教训。
And this very battle can serve as an important lesson for our individuals, our family, and our church as a whole.
我请看第十节。
Let us look into verse 10.
第十节，于是耶稣亚照着摩西对他所说的话行，和亚玛利人征战。摩西、亚伦与户尔都上了山顶。这里说到在山下耶稣亚率领所挑选的人出去征战。
Here we can see that at the bottom of the foothill, Joshua took the chosen men and went out to fight.
摩西、亚伦、户尔他们上了山顶上。
On the other hand, Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
不但山下有征战，山上的人他们也是在那边，也是在征战。
We need to take note that there's a battle both on the foothill as well on the top, as on the top of the hill.
这告诉我们，我们是处在征战当中。
What this tells us is that we live in the time of battle and wars.
神拣选我们，我们还存活在这个世界上。
Even though God had chosen us and spared our life here on earth,
我们需要认识我们自己，认识我们所处的情形，所处的环境。
We need to come to a good recognition of the situation that we are in today.
我们要像以色列人一样出埃及。
We need to get out of the land of Egypt just like the Israelites did.
脱离这些埃及人的辖制。
We need to free ourselves from the bondage of the Egyptians.
跟这些埃及人完全的断绝。
We need to be completely separated from the Egyptians.
我们要跟过去那种不对的生活、罪恶的生活完全断绝。
We must be completely separated from the wrong and the wickedness of our past life.
为了要让以色列人出埃及，神呼召摩西。
In order to bring the people out of Egypt, the Lord called on Moses.
今天为了让更多的人脱离魔鬼的辖制，神也呼召了我们。
Today, in order to save the people of the world, God also called upon every one of us here.
神将他们带到旷野的地上。
God brought them into the land of the wilderness.
有亚玛利人来跟他们征战。
The Amalekites came and fought against them.
今天神让我们存活在这个世界上，在这个信仰的道路上。
Today, while we walk on this journey of faith,
那同样的，我们处在征战当中。
We also situate ourselves in the middle of a battle.
邪恶的力量摆正要跟我们对抗。
The evil forces will surely come and face and fight against us.
请看以弗所书六章十二节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书六章十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6.
六章十二节。以弗所书六章十二节。
That's 6 verse 12.
新约两百七十四页。十二节，因我们并不是以属血气的征战，乃是以那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。当时保罗也是提醒信徒说，我们处在征战的情况之下。
In verse 12, Paul also reminded the members of that time that they are also waging wars against the spirits.
而这个征战的对象不是只是这个环境，或者只是一些某一些特定的人。
Their enemies were not only restricted to the environments or the individuals.
而是这些环境、这些人的背后，那个操纵这个环境、这些人的这个属灵气的这些恶魔。
But what is behind these environments and these individuals were the evil spirits.
当时这个亚玛利人他们的表现就是十足的这种撒旦的代表。
At that time, the Amalekites can be very much compared to Satan's forces.
请看《生命记》二十五章十七节。
Please turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25.
生命记二十五章十七节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25.
生命记二十五章十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节，你要纪念你们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人在路上怎样待你。十八节
，verse 18，
他们在路上遇见你，趁你疲乏困倦，击杀你近后边软弱的人，并不敬畏神。这里说，这亚玛利人，他们本来就是常常的在偷袭这些以色列的会众。
Here we can see that the Amalek always attack the Israelites' rear end.
他们不敬畏神，他们趁百姓疲乏困倦的时候击杀那些在后边那些软弱的人。
They did not fear God, and they always attack those people of God who are weak and lacking behind.
就好像彼得所说的，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，在行草和吞吃的人。
Remember what Peter said about Satan, that he is like a roaring lion, roaming about looking for people to devour.
亚玛利人趁人软弱的时候来击杀人，来攻击人。
The Amalekites came and attacked us while people are feeling weak and exhausted.
啊，不但这样子，他主要的目的要阻挡这些以色列人继续往前进。
And most importantly, he wished to stop the Israelites from going forward.
啊，所以在十七章这里，他们就出来要正面的来跟以色列人征战。
So in Exodus chapter 17, we can see that they came to a frontal attack with the, against the Israelites.
让他们没有办法顺利的往前往迦南地前前进。
So that they cannot continue on their journey to the land of Canaan.
今天撒旦也是要让我们圣功停顿。
Today it is also Satan's intent to stop our holy work.
啊，让我们信徒，让我们家庭在那个灵性上退步。
It is his intent for our spirits, spirituality in the family and as individual to decline.
甚至击杀我们，让我们离开神，离开道理。
And he even wants to attack us to the point that we would go astray from our God.
啊，所以我们要从历史上的这些事迹来想到，我们今天处在征战之下。
So from these historical events, we need to be reminded that we are also engaging in battles.
那么什么是教会的征战呢？
So what is the battle that our church is fighting as a whole?
我们常想到来参加聚会来听道理，这就是一场的征战。
Sometimes we can think that coming to church to attend service is a battle in of itself.
在这忙碌的社会里头，有时候我们要挪出一些时间来敬拜神，有时候也觉得非常的不容易。
Sometimes we have to struggle to make time to come to church.
有时候当我们有时间的时候，我们觉得非常的疲累。
And when we do have time, we feel too tired to come.
所以听到学习道理，这是一场的征战。
So to come to church and attend service, that in and of itself can be a battle.
我们要发展圣工，我们需要钱。
And when we need to expand our missions, we need to have some financial aid.
有时候奉献时间、奉献金钱、奉献力量，这也是一种征战。
Sometimes our contribution financially and physically can be a struggle as well.
为了造就灵性，为了联络弟兄姐妹的感情，为了带领人，我们教会需要办一些的活动。
In order to nurture the spirit of our members and the newcomers, our church needs to host different types of activities.
这看起来也是一种的征战。
This can also be a type of battle.
是的，这些都是征战，但是教会的征战不是只是这样子而已。
Yes, all the above mentioned are battles, but these are not, the battle of the church is not limited to these things.
这些我们都已经在做，也努力的在做。
Because we are already currently fighting these battles.
但是我们要更进一步的，
we must take one step further.
我们要主动的出去征战，
we need to take the initiative to go out and fight.
我们的征战是跟关乎永生的，
and the battle we're fighting is relating to our eternal life.
今天有很多人传耶稣，
today there are many people out there preaching about Jesus.
但是关乎永生的事情被淡化了，被更改了，
but yet what is relating to our everlasting life has been watered down.
你看加拉太书一章第六节。
Please turn to Galatians chapter
1. 加拉太书一章第六节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节，我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的去从别的福音。第七节。
7.
那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要把基督的福音更改了。第八节。
8.
但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，以我们所传给你们的不同，他们就应当被咒诅。第九节。
9.
我们已经说了，现在又说，若有人传福音给你们，以你们所领受的不同，他就应当被咒诅。保罗是一个充满着爱的使徒。
Paul was actually an apostle filled with love.
他常常为了这些弟兄姐妹，他不但受苦，他还流泪，甚至他也流血。
He often shed his tears, even shed his blood for the brothers and sisters in the church.
教会的事情，弟兄姐妹的事情，常常好像重担一样压在他的身上。
The burdens of the brothers and sisters are much like his own burdens on his shoulder.
他对人是有极大的容忍。
And he has a great tolerance for the people around him.
但是这里他所说出来的话却是非常的严厉。
But here he said this passage rather sternly.
因为这跟人的生命、人的灵魂有关系。
Because this is directly relating to people's salvation and their souls.
所以他说， 传给你们的跟我们所传的不同，就应当被咒诅。
That's why he said, if anyone preaches anything to you other than what you have received, then let him be accursed.
这是很重的话。
This is rather serious.
但是他晓得这是他的征战。
But yet, Paul realizes that this is the battle that he must fight.
不但是他的征战，是整个教会的征战。
This is more than his own battle, but this is the battle of the church.
还有什么比永生更重要？
What else is more important than our eternal life?
但是我们看到今天的这个基督教界
，But if you look around in the Christendom today，
啊，正是这样的一个情形。
And this is the type of chaos that we're facing。
现在普遍流行的这种独立教会不讲教义的。
Today there are many independent denominations that do not talk about basic doctrines。
这些真耶稣教会所强调的这些教义，都是跟人的灵魂得救有关系的，密切关系，直接关系。
The basic doctrines emphasized by the True Jesus Church has a close relationship with our salvation.
但是一般的很多的教会认为这些不用去讲这些。
But for most churches out there, they feel like it is unnecessary to talk about these things.
所以这个得救的最重要的事情被淡化了，被更改了。
So the most important fundamental basic doctrines are now watered down and being neglected.
有人说神迹这只是旧约时代、使徒时代的事情。
Some people claim that miracles only happened back in the Old Testament.
有人说受圣灵说方言那只是使徒时代的事情。
Some people will claim that speaking in tongues when you receive the Holy Spirit is something that only happened in apostolic time.
我们不要去讲这些，我们大家和睦的在一起就好了。
They will tell you that we don't need to talk about all these things. The most important thing is for us to be together in harmony.
这是我们要去征战的一个方向。
Again, this is something that we need to be careful of and we need to fight.
我们真耶稣教会早期的工人清楚地知道为什么在这个时候真耶稣教会出现。
The early workers of our church very much, they knew exactly why the True Jesus Church emerged at that time.
他们非常执着的，这个福音要传遍天下，末日才到。
They knew that we must first preach the gospel to the end of the world before Jesus will come again.
真耶稣教会所持守的这个完全照圣经的这个道理，传遍天下，末日才到。
They realized that the last day will not come unless True Jesus Church preached this gospel to everywhere.
过去他们为了这个前辈的福音征战。
In the past, they have fought.For the complete gospel.
今天我们教会也要为这个来征战。
Today our church must continue on with this battle.
第二个，我们要为许许多多的摇摆不定的灵魂来征战。
The second thing that the church must fight for today is the souls that are wavering away.
请看哥林多后书十章第三节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书十章第三节。
2 Corinthians chapter 10 instead.Chapter 10.
哥林多后书，对不起，哥林多后书十章第三节。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。第四节。
Verse 4.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒。第五节。
5.
将各样的计谋、各样男主人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破了，又要将人所有的心意夺回，使他们顺服基督。所以说还许许多多的灵魂，他们还在那边被蒙心眼被蒙蔽住，在那边摇摆不定。
She tells us that there are still many souls out there that are lost.
人追求享乐，追求学问。
People today pursue after knowledge and enjoyment.
最后发现说这不是人真正需要的。
And in the end, they will realize that this is not what they need.
所以今天有更多的人在追求，往心灵方面在追求宗教。
That is why if you look around today, there are many people out there who are pursuing for spiritual fulfillment.
但是在追求宗教当中又让人觉得很迷惑。
But in times of this religious pursuit, people are confused.
有些宗教不追求还好，追求的更糟糕。
Some religions, if you start pursuing, you will be more confused than before you started.
甚至让婚姻破碎，让家庭破碎。
Some religions and cults will even break up your family and your marriage.
让亲情破碎。
It will break up your love.
所以人想要，但是又怕。
People want to pursue for some kind of fulfillment, but yet they're scared.
启示录说，撒旦知道他的日子不多了，所以他气混混的下到来到地面上。
The book of Revelation tells us that Satan understands his time is coming to an end, therefore he comes down to earth and disturbs the world.
所以人许许多多的人在这种矛盾当中。
And that's why many people today live in such a great dilemma.
真的想要抓住什么，但是又抓不着。
They want to hold on to something, but they don't understand what to hold on to.
我们已经得到神这个前辈的救人的福音。
For those of us who are fortunate enough to understand what to hold on to,
不但现在带给我们更美的生活，也让我们有一个将来活泼的盼望。
Not only does this basic doctrine bring us a fulfilling life, but it will bring us more happiness in the future.
我们不能够再只是自己自私的在这边享受。
We cannot enjoy ourselves so selfishly.
我们要看到这些需要，同样需要这个拯救的人，我们要让他们得着。
Let us recognize that there are still many people out there who need the same type of gospel that we have already received.
这是我们的征战。
This is our battle.
另外一个征战，这个社会的公义渐渐的被妥协了。
The other battle that we must fight is that the justice of today's society is being negotiated.
这个我们生活在这个社会里头，有意无意当中，我们变成很会妥协
compromise. It's being compromised.
现在没有所谓的绝对的标准。
In today's society, there is no such thing as the absolute standard.
你如果在一个团体里头，你要去讲什么绝对的标准，你很容易就被摒弃掉。
It is very easily for you to be rejected in any organization if you want to set any kind of absolute standard.
最好就是你打开你的胸怀，打开你的胸怀，这样也可以，那样也可以。
The best thing to do in any organization in the world today is to open up your arms and embrace all the ideas that people may have.
只要你高兴就好。
As long as people are happy, that is the thing, that is the way to go.
你不要伤害到别人就好。
As long as you don't hurt anybody, then that is okay.
这也是撒旦的工作。
Once again, this is a work of Satan.
所以一些本来是非常对的一些礼仪、一些道德，正一直的在崩溃。
So that is why many of the moral standards that we used to hold on to are being declined.
一方面，在无止境的追求里头，让人变得非常的功利。
On one hand, people are forgetting about their morals in the busy pursuit of their luxury life.
你要得到利益，不要看远，看近的就好。
When you want to pursue for a benefit,many people do not look afar enough.
现在能够得着最重要。
The most important thing to them is to be able to gain some benefits at this time.
所以为什么非常亲密的亲戚会翻脸？
And this is why some of the close relatives will become enemies.
为什么好朋友会翻脸？
And that's why good friends will become enemies.
因为功利让人变得看得很狭隘、很短、很浅。
Because money and benefits cause people to forget.
所以在人世间充满着互相背逆的事情。
And that's why people betray one another in the world.
因为有这些背逆的事情，让人也偏向于邪恶。
And because of this betrayal, people begin to walk toward the path of evil.
一些道德的标准一直的在往下掉。
Again, these moral standards are declining day by day.
可以堕胎，可以离婚。
People think nowadays, people think abortion, divorce are okay.
同性恋这是个人的事情。
People think homosexuality is just a sexual orientation.
赌博是合法的。
Gambling is legalized.
这是我们主要面对的征战。
These are the type of battle that we must face.
请看回出埃及记十七章第九节。
Let's turn back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章第九节。
Exodus 17 verse 9.
第九节，摩西对耶稣亚说：“你为我们显出人来，出去和亚玛利人征战。明天我手里拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。”这里摩西就告诉耶稣亚说：“你挑选人出来。”
Here Moses said to Joshua, "Choose of some men."
你出去跟亚玛利人征战。
And go out fight with Amalek.
在红海边的时候。
他们前面是红海，后面有埃及的追兵。
You remember when they're next to the Red Sea, what is before them is the Red Sea, and what is behind them is the pursuing of the Egyptians.
当时神没有叫没有吩咐摩西说你们去跟埃及人征战。
However, at that time, God never told Moses to choose some men to fight against the Egyptians.
神对摩西说，你们站住，你们看我要为你们所做的事情。
Instead, God told Moses to tell the congregation to stand up and see the great wonders that he was about to perform.
神要为他们征战。
God was going to fight for them.
在亚玛利人的这一场征战，神要他们自己挑选人出来征战。
However, in this very battle against the Amalekites, God wanted them to choose some men and fight for themselves.
我们现在也是这个时候，神要我们站出来跟敌人征战的时候。
Today, this is also a time when we have to stand up and fight against our enemies.
摩西叫耶稣亚说你挑选人出来。
Moses told Joshua to go and choose some men.
耶稣亚对摩西来讲他是第二代。
To Moses, Joshua was a second generation young man.
他就照着摩西的吩咐挑选人出去征战。
So Joshua did what Moses asked him to, and he chose some men to fight.
直到用刀杀了亚玛利王。
Until he killed the king of the Amalekites with a sword.
直到将亚玛利的所有百姓消灭。
Until all the people of Amalek was completely destroyed.
耶稣亚的在山下的这个征战，这个是看得见的。
Again, the battle that Joshua engaged in was something visible.
这个战场上的征战需要许多的人投入。
Many people need to go on this battlefield to fight.
耶稣亚是第二代，他带领人出去征战。
Once again, Joshua is the second generation who became the leader of the people to fight.
今天我们要传前辈的福音，今天我们要拯救人的灵魂。
Today, if we wish to continue on with the doctrines of our forerunners,
这是一个大的战场。
We understand this is a great battlefield.
我们实在需要投入更多的精神力量能力。
We are in desperate need for more people to contribute their effort, their time, and their money into this battlefield.
所以我们要想到这个圣公上的交棒，圣公上的分配。
We need to begin to think about the distribution, and the successors of this holy work.
因为我们需要更多的人，我们需要有更多的人能够每一个人都负起自己的本分。
Because we need more people to take up their own responsibilities in the kingdom of God.
照着我们的前辈所给我们的指示。
According to what our forerunners and our fathers have commanded us,
更正众教会。
We need to go out and correct all the churches and denominations.
跟人分享我们从圣经里头，从神的圣灵的启示里头所得到的宝贵的真理。
We need to go out and share and enjoy all the wonderful truths hidden in the Bible.
能够勇敢的直到我们完成了神所托付我们的工作。
And to be courageous to go out and complete the work that God has entrusted us.
所以我们要装备自己。
That is why we need to equip ourselves today.
耶稣亚从百姓当中挑选人出来。
Joshua went out to the people and chose for him some men.
我们要装备好，我们被神来挑，将我们挑出来。
Before we can be chosen by God, we need to first equip ourselves.
当神拣选我们成为归入他的名下，他已经拣选我们了。
At the moment when Jesus chose you to come under his fold,He has already chosen you to fight.
他已经要我们为他工作了。
He already wanted you to begin to work for him.
所以我们要为耶稣来装备自己。
And that is why, for Jesus' sake, let us all begin to equip ourselves.
福音是神的大能，要救一切相信的人。
The gospel is to manifest the great power of God in order to save all people.
十字架就是爱，就是力量。
The cross shall become love, a symbol of love and a symbol of power.
我们要将神的福音这个丰丰富富的存在我们里头。
We need to make sure that the gospel is abundantly stored in our hearts.
圣灵是也带给我们力量。
We also recognize that the Holy Spirit, will bring us great power.
圣灵就是权柄，就是能力。
The Holy Spirit is, a sign of power and authority.
我们要不断被圣灵充满。
We need to be continually filled by the Holy Spirit.
你看约翰一书四章第四节。
Please turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章第四节。
First John chapter four。
约翰一书四章第四节。
Verse four。
小子们啊，你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。约翰勉励说，小子们啊，你们是属神，你们是属神的，而且能够胜了他们。
Here John says that you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them.
为什么这么肯定的说你们并且能够胜他们？
Why was John so sure about the fact that we can defeat our enemies?
因为那个在你们里面的比那个在世界上的更大。
Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
虽然撒旦好像吼叫的狮子遍地游行，
Even though Satan is like a roaring lion roaming about in the world.
但是在我们里头的圣灵是无限的。
But what is in us, the Holy Spirit is unlimited.
所以我们要祈求被圣灵充满。
And this is why we need to ask for the infinite power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们充满着神的能力。
So that we can all be filled with the great power of God.
神没有要我们靠我们自己的力量去得胜。
God has never asked us to overcome our enemies with our own might and power.
我们立志靠着他的力量得胜。
He only asks us to make a determination to rely on him so we can overcome.
保罗又加上说，我们要穿戴全副的军装。
Paul further encourages that we should be completely equipped with the spiritual weapons.
我们要追求有美好的灵性。
We need to pursue for a beautiful spirit.
这一场的征战不是血气的征战。
Once again, this battle is not of the flesh.
常常看我们是怎样的一个人，决定我们能不能得胜。
Very often, whether or not we can be victorious depends on who we are.
我们能不能发光？
Whether or not we can shine light for Jesus.
光带来力量，带来热。
Light will bring power and will bring heat.
所以我们每一个个人是非常重要的。
So every individual is important.
每一个家庭是非常重要的。
Every family unit is important.
我们个人要能发光，我们的家庭也要能发光。
As individuals and as a family, we need to begin to shine light.
所以我们要在灵性的长进上来追求。
That is why we need to continue our pursuit in the spirit.
再看回出埃及记十七章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 17.
十七章第九节。
17:9.
第九节，摩西对约书亚说，你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。11节。
Verse 11,
摩西何时举手，以色列人就得胜，何时垂手，亚玛利人就得胜。12节。
12,
但摩西的手发沉，他们就搬石头来放在他以下，他就坐在上面，亚伦以妇耳扶着他的手，一个在这边，一个在那边，他的手就稳住，直到日落的时候。摩西手里拿着神的杖往山上去。
Moses walked toward the top of the mountain with the rod of God in his hand.
本来一根平缓的杖现在已经成为神的杖。
Was an ordinary rod has now become the rod of God.
神能够让软弱的成为刚强的。
God can turn whatever is weak and fragile into what is strong and powerful.
神能够让平缓的变成非常有用的。
God can surely turn what is ordinary into something very special.
摩西说他要拿着神的杖往山上去。
Moses said he is to go up to the mountain with the rod of God.
这是他一直以来的经验。
This is his personal experience.
在这个紧要的关头，他只能够全心的依靠神。
When there is danger ahead, the only thing he can do is to rely on God completely.
他不是依靠过去他在埃及所学的一切的学问知识。
He understood that he can never rely on anything he had learned in Egypt.
他到山上去。
He went up to the top of the mountain.
在那里他可以很清楚地看到底下的情形。
There he can clearly see what is below him.
在那里他可以专心地来依靠仰望神，呼求神。
And there he can concentrate on relying on God and calling out to God.
今天我们也不要忽略了这个山上的工作。
Today let's not forget about this battle on the top of the mountain.
我们需要看得清楚。
We need to be able to see clearly.
所以耶稣告诉我们要进内屋。
And that's why Jesus told us to go into the private rooms.
进内屋做什么？
Why do we need to go into our inner rooms?
在那里向神祷告，向神呼求。
Because it's there where we can pray to God and ask for help.
在那里让我们看到神，在那里让我们看清楚事实。
And it's in that inner room where we can see the truth and see God himself.
我们要先看清楚自己。
We need to first see ourselves clearly.
我们才能够知道自己的软弱。
Then we can see our own weaknesses.
我们才能够向神求帮助。
Then we can ask God for the type of help we need.
我们看怎能够看到自己的软弱呢？
How can we ever see our own weaknesses?
不是我们想一想而已就能够看得出来。
It is not something that only takes a few minutes of pondering.
在神面前我们是要 pure, 要非常的完全的。
Before God, we need to be complete and pure.
所以不容许一点点的污秽在里头。
We cannot tolerate any single thread of wickedness.
所以只是想一想没有办法完全看清楚自己。
So by just thinking, sitting there and thinking, we cannot completely see ourselves clearly.
要到山上去祷告。
We need to go up to the mountain and pray.
祷告到那些不对的浮现在我们的心头上。
We need to pray to a point where all the filth and wickedness in our heart has emerged.
为什么圣经很喜欢用炼金子来讲到我们的信心的熬炼，我们信仰的熬炼？
The Bible often compares our spiritual cultivation to the refining of gold.
炼金子最后一个过程是什么？
Do you know what the last step to refine some gold is?
用强烈的火来熬炼金子。
It is to burn the gold with great fire.
金子本来就是一个很不活泼的金属。
We know that gold in itself is not a very active type of metal.
所以它本来就很少有东西能够跟它混合在一起。
That is why not many filth can be mixed with gold.
但是我们所需要的是 99.999 的纯金。
But what we need today is the pure gold that is rated 99.99999.
所以要用强火去熬炼。
And that's why it requires and takes some fire to burn and refine us.
当强火融化之后，那些杂质就浮现在表面上。
When the fire finally melt down the gold, then all the filth and dirt will emerge to the top of the surface.
继续强火，那些表面上那一层脏东西就飞掉了。
And if you continue with the great fire, then the filth will fly away.
你就看到非常清澈的融化的金子。
And you can see a pure melted gold.
我们的心也是要这样子，被融，像被熬炼过的金子这样子清澈。
And this is exactly the type of thing that we need to do to our hearts.
在山上祷告，让这些杂质浮现出来。
We ought to go up to the mountain to pray so that our filth can emerge to the surface.
让这些杂质灰掉。
So that these filth can fly away.
看清楚自己。
So we can begin to see ourselves clearly.
然后我们可以看得远。
Then we can see afar.
然后我们可以看到神的荣耀。
Then we will be able to see the glory of God.
山上是以色列人的秘密武器。
Mountaintop has always been the secret weapon for the Israelites.
摩西举手，他们就得胜。
Whenever Moses raises up his hand, they would prevail.
但是他手一晃，一垂下来，他们就败了。
But when Moses let down his hand, they were defeated.
只是一根手杖。
What is different is the rod of God.
他用一只手就能够举起。
He could raise up this rod with one hand.
我们看英文圣经，他是单数的，用手举起是用单数。
If we read carefully in the English Bible, we can see that he only raised one hand.
所以这只手酸的，另外一只手还可以继续。
So when his one hand is tired, he can switch hand to the other hand.
但是那一场征战不是一个小时、两个小时。
But let's be reminded that battle did not only last for a couple hours.
虽然他可以替换，两手可以替换，但是后来还是疲累不堪。
Even though he can switch hands, but he later became very exhausted.
问题来了。
Now there's a problem, isn't it?
因为人是有限的。
Because we as men are very limited.
摩西的手酸了。
Moses' hands were tired.
今天我们带着肉体，我们也常常有疲惫的时候。
Today we human living in the flesh also have time when we become tired and exhausted.
所以我们灵恩会只开三天。
And that's why our convocation only lasts 3 days.
如果开一个礼拜一个月，我想我们都累倒了。
I think if we were to hold this convocation for a month or so, then we would all be exhausted.
有时候我们真的是在跟我们的疲惫征战。
Sometimes we are indeed fighting against our physical flesh.
肉体的疲惫还容易解决。
The fatigue of our physical body is rather easy to solve.
但是我们不但有肉体的疲惫，我们还有灵性的疲惫。
But there's another layer to that. Our spirit can also become tired.
你会有灵性的疲惫，我也一样会有灵性的疲惫。
You can have a spiritual fatigue, and I can have the same thing.
所以我们要怎么办？
So what should we do then?
这个亚伦跟户珥，他们就搬石头来，他们就帮助摩西。
Aaron and Hur decided to help out Moses, and they brought a stone under him.
本来他们在山上，或许他们好像没有事情做。
In the beginning, perhaps they would feel like they have nothing to do on the top of the mountain.
因为以色列人得胜，并不是因为他们棘手，是因为摩西棘手。
Because the fact that the Israelites were victorious wasn't because their hands were raised, but it was because Moses' hand was raised.
结果后来他们发现摩西的手会酸。
Later, they discovered that the hand of Moses became tired.
所以他们就赶快加入。
So they joined the battle.
他们成为摩西的帮助。
They became Moses' assistants.
今天我们也是要这样子。
Today we ought to learn from that lesson.
我们要去发现哪里需要帮助。
We need to look around and find out where we can help.
所以我软弱的时候，你发现了，你来帮助我。
So when I am weak, if you can see that, please come and help me.
所以你疲惫的时候，我发现了，我去帮助你。
And whenever you become tired, if I see it, I will go and help you.
因为我们有共同的目标。
Because we are sharing the same goal and objective.
好像当时摩西他们有共同的目标，击败亚玛力人。
Very much like the people at that time, their only goal is defeat the Amalekites.
所以他们知道他们要帮助摩西。
And that's why they were willing to help Moses.
所以我们既然有共同的目标，我们就需要互相合作，互相帮助。
Since today we also share the same goal, we need to help one another.
所以他们发现摩西手会酸，他们。就赶快来帮助。
As soon as they discovered that Moses' hands were tired, they came and helped him out.
当我们看人软弱了，当我们看人疲惫了，我们的反应是怎样
？Today, what is our reaction when we see our fellow brothers and sisters became tired spiritually?
我们常常是对别人说：“哎，我告诉你，别哪一个人怎样怎样，你知道吗
？”Oftentimes, instead of helping them, we would go around and gossip about their weaknesses.
不是的，我们要赶快帮助。
That is not the thing we should do.
第一个反应。赶快为他祷告。
Our first reaction should be kneeling down and begin to pray for the person.
让他能够赶快恢复起来。
So that the person can continue and be strengthened.
不但在祷告里头帮助，在行动上，在言语上，要彼此的帮助。
Not only should we help one another in the prayer, we also need to help in our speech and take some actions.
父母子女之间。不但在生活上要互相勉励帮助，在信仰上也要互相勉励帮助。
Between the parents and the children, we need to be helping each other in the spirit and physically.
夫妻也要在信仰上互相帮助。
The spouses also need to be helping each other in the spirit.
家里的人在信仰上要互相帮助。
The family members need to help each other out in the spirit.
朋友也要在信仰上互相帮助。
And good friends need to do the same thing.
摩西、亚伦跟父儿。在山上跟摩西一起来做这件伟大的工作。
Aaron, Hur, and Moses have accomplished this great task together on the mountain.
有时候我们也是需要一起来做一些事情。
Often we need to work together to accomplish the great work of God.
我们一起来敬拜神。
We came and worship God together.
我们一起来做这个得救人的工作。
We came and worked on this work of salvation together.
我们有时候缺少的只是我们没有在一起工作。
What is lacking sometimes between us is the working in unity.
我们都是在努力，但是你努力你的，我努力我的。
Sometimes we find that everyone is trying so hard on their own.
他们两个人就扶着摩西的手一直到日落。
Now these two people helped Moses and strengthened his hands until the sunset.
耶稣亚杀了亚玛力的王。
Joshua had by now killed the king of the Amalekites.
我们如果能够互相扶着这我们疲惫的手，我们也一定能够得胜。
If we can hold on to each other's hand, we can also be victorious.
最后再看回出埃及记十七章十五节。
Finally, let's turn back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 15.
十五节，摩西筑了一座坛，起名叫耶和华尼西，就是耶和华是我旌旗的意思。
Verse 15 reads, And Moses built an altar and called its name, The Lord is my banner.
摩西说筑了一座坛说神是我们的旌旗
Moses built an altar and called the Lord is my banner
在这里没有提到说耶稣亚跟敌人征战非常的勇猛
Here he never built an altar and to glorify the name of Joshua
这里也没有说因为摩西在山上他的手一直举着
He never said that because of Moses this battle was won
我们每一个人只是一个无用的仆人，我们所做的只是尽我们的本分。
Let's be reminded that every one of us is only a lowly vessel being used by God.